everyone, and welcome to Knowledge is Power, your weekly recap of obscure and not-so-obscure news from the internets and beyond.
From Chicago, I'm Eric Munn.
And from New York, I'm Greg Rutter. If this ends up going out like as a podcast, I'm going to be like shocked. This has been like one of the most frustrating technology moments of my life.
I think that vein on your forehead, you know, that people always say like is throbbing. I think mine exploded.
Created
little veins, and those are punching me in the eye. Oh. That's how frustrated I am.
So we have no idea like what's wrong. Like, you know, is it this program that's running, or is it this other one that's running? And is it like the bandwidth like between us that's fucking up?
Yeah. Nope. I have no idea.
So hopefully this. Makes it into a podcast. I can't promise you listeners that this will you'll be listening to this.
I can neither confirm nor deny that this podcast will go out.
How's it going, man? I'm pretty frustrated with this technology, I'm not gonna lie.
But you shouldn't be, because Greg, you're 24.
I'm a big old man.
And you don't have a whore. I couldn't rhyme with 24.
I kind of have a whore. I don't know if that...
You kind of do. No, seriously, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I turned 24 on Friday. Had like a big party. Had a whole bunch of people show up. Got really cool like podcasting equipment from our friend Andy, who hosts the show.
You totally went super nerd there. I really thought you were going to be like, I got... Wasted. But instead, you said, "I got podcasting equipment."
Woo! After throwing up, I threw up on the podcasting equipment.
Maybe that's why we're having such a problem.
I don't know. No, I got. I did get really wasted. Actually, it was a lot of fun. And podcasting equipment. How was your weekend? You went to a family reunion, right?
Yeah, I went to a family reunion, and I just think those are they're so different now. I mean, as a kid, we're naive, and I have to admit, I miss naivety. Is that how you say
it? Naivety?
Naivety. Nemox, nomox.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying it backwards.
But, you know, as a kid, you're just like, that uncle's funny, and I like this cousin and stuff. And now you're older, you're like, that uncle's a drunk, and this cousin's pregnant. And so it's just really weird, and I think it's also because I'm one of the older cousins, and I've gone through the college party days, and now I'm, you know, I'll drink when I drink, but not as much as I did in college. And, you know, I go to these family reunions, and all my cousins are now freshmen in college, and they're all like, hey, let's go play some beer pong, and I'm just like, oh, God. Yeah. And then you don't want to talk to your parents, because all they talk about is...
All they want to do is play beer pong.
And I just don't. But no, I mean, it was fun. It's fun seeing your cousins and stuff again.
You know, I've never had a family reunion.
Well, that's because you don't have a family,
Greg.
That's
what happens when you live the life of a hobo. you don't love anyone and no one loves you.
You don't love anyone, no one loves you. You got that? The train. The train is the only one I ever loved. The
train is the only one that ever loved me. All right. enough screwing around. Let's get into this before
let's hash this thing
before
out.
The technology kicks us in the butt. All right, as always, you have the first news story.
Excellent. All right, this comes from Concord, New Hampshire. A judge has ordered the State Board of Medicine to stop disciplinary proceedings against a doctor accused of telling a patient, quote, she was so obese she might only be attractive to black men, and advising another to, quote, shoot herself following brain surgery. I think this is, I don't know, hilarious or weird.
Maybe both.
I mean, maybe both. But this doctor, the quote they have here is, let's face it, if your husband were to die tomorrow, who would want you? Well, men might want you, but not the types you want you. Might even be a black guy. Is what he was quoted as saying to this overweight woman. And he doesn't deny it. you know, he... Oh, no, it says he's denied making the comment, but he said he's seen polls supporting that position. If you look at the polling, nobody likes fat women. First of all, what are those polls? Like, I've seen the presidential poll and stuff like that, but I've never seen the fat woman index. It's like, oh, right now, what's the percentage of people who like fat women?
It's 20 to 1.
20 to 1.
Welcome, everyone.
Unless you're a black man, apparently.
I'm black. So that sounds like a really he's. I can't tell if he's just like, hey, you know, I'm gonna make the mood a little lighter, or if he's just like, I'm a crazy doctor.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I won't lie to you. I'm all against doctors trying to make the mood
lighter. I'm all against doctors. Actually, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna lie, Eric. I believe in eating chameleons.
Self-surgery is the way of the future.
Doctors, I mean, I hate when they come in and they're like, so, heard you got a little foot problem. Just like, okay, listen, dude, you don't have to play this stupid game.
It's called a bear trap. It's called a bear trap on my foot.
It's called a bear trap. Can't really make light of this, can ya?
Stop joking around, dude.
I just wonder if he's... excuse me. I mean, I'm for free speech and all this stuff, but I mean, I don't see what his, I don't understand his logic, because he tells this other woman who's having brain surgery to buy a pistol and shoot herself to end the suffering, and I'm kind of like, what? I mean, I'm paying, first of all, the amount it costs to go see a stupid doctor, I want actual service, I don't want some anecdote that you think is funny, I don't know. I'm just really surprised that the Board of Medicine was like, can't discipline this guy for what he said. I'm like, didn't we take a Hippocratic oath that you have to help the patient?
Hypocrites, dude. Hypocrites.
Hypocritical.
No, like hypocritical. That's a homonym joke. A homonym joke.
I don't know. What'd you think?
Yes, he's very clearly in the wrong. They weren't able to actually discipline him or, like, revoke his medical license or anything like that?
The board is saying don't. They're saying,
I assume they're right. I mean, there's nothing that he's technically violating, you know. But, I'd be surprised if he has any patients.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Who does he think he's going to get his patients now?
Yeah.
And I don't have any patience for that.
Another homonym joke.
Homonym
joke. Everyone's like all concerned about the issue of euthanasia, and I'm like oh yeah, it's ruining old people. Like, I mean, they're all the way over there. Like these kids, they're all the way over in Asia. That's another homonym joke. Okay. All right. Next story is my story. It's a story from tearing up the blogosphere on Microsoft's new MP3 player. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, man. It's called like
the Zune. It's got its official name. It was for a long time called the Argos, but is now officially called the Zune player. Gizmodo had broke the story. I guess I don't know if they broke the story. First place I saw it, and they had the first like official pictures of it. I'm very curious to see like what the user interface, because it looks. Have you seen the pictures? It looks almost.
Yeah, well, it's weird. It has like a forward button, a pause button, and then a dial, and that's it, right?
Yeah, there's not.
So I'm kind of like, what? That makes no sense.
It looks pretty similar to an iPod, and it's.
The screen's humongous. It is a
huge screen, and I can't tell if it's. I think it's video, right? Yeah, it's video. So would you turn it on its side?
I don't know. It might be like 8.5 by 11. I think it's portrait, not landscape.
Actually, it's 3 by 5 ratio. So they say.
Sorry.
They say that the people that have seen it like in action say that there's no game menu. Because everyone was talking for like a long time that it was going to link up to your Xbox somehow. So there's none of that is included. It comes in different colors. You can display album covers for the song you're listening to, which is quote big enough and quote looks pretty good. So it's supposed to be ready by Christmas. I don't know. Do you think it has any kind of chance?
Well, here's my thought on it.
That's all.
Microsoft's really starting to freak me out because previously all they did was software. They never made any of their own hardware. You know, they don't make Microsoft computers and things like that. They only made the software for the other hardware that's out there. Well, then the Xbox came out, and it was like, whoa, Microsoft's actually making their own device. And dude, the Xbox was pimp. You know, it's because it was people who played on computers saying, you know, why is it that video game systems haven't picked up what computer systems have? You know, people who have pimp video cards and all that stuff play all games on their computers because video game systems weren't up to it. So Microsoft decided, okay, well, let's make a video game system. And it was awesome. Yeah. So I'm thinking that they're going to do the same thing with... I think this might be a pimp player because, I mean, Microsoft isn't these small companies like Creative Labs or something that just, you know, try to make a knockoff so that way, you know, they could sell it for cheaper and hopefully get the people that can afford iPods. Whereas I think Microsoft is saying, look, we know what people like and don't like about MP3 players. We're going to pimp it. I think it can hold its own against the iPod. Now, the question is whether or not it works with iTunes and whether or not...
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will work with iTunes. Yeah.
Oh, it will? It'll hold its own then. I think it's going to be pretty pimp. Like, once we see the first screenshot, that'll help. That'll be my big deciding factor.
When I see it broken with a sledgehammer, that'll be mine.
Oh. I think I saw them live.
To each his own, I guess. To each his own. Welcome to Zune Smashed by Sledgehammer. Are you ready to rock? All right. That's my first story. Your turn.
All right. Walmart is loosening their shoplifting policy. The number one retailer will only press charges if shoplifters take at least $25 in a change to their zero tolerance policy. So pretty much before, Walmart was like, I don't care if you stole chapstick from the aisle, we're prosecuting you. Well, now, unless you steal up to $25 worth, there's no prosecution going to be put against you. They're pretty much going to say, hey, give us back the goods, but if you don't, whatever. And they're going to have their guards be a little less, you know, they're not going to check everyone that beeps out the door if it doesn't look like they stole, I don't know, a TV, I guess. So, I myself think that this is the stupidest thing in the world. One, to publicize it, because now everyone's going to be like, oh, okay, well, then fine, I'll just walk out with stuff from Walmart, because they're not going to prosecute me. And two, I used to work in retail, and the reason CDs, I mean, it's not the reason, but one reason why CDs and other items cost $15 each is because how much of it gets stolen. And if it was, you know, less of it were stolen, then they wouldn't have to charge so much for it to make up in the, you know, loss. So I don't know if this is that great a thing.
I like what you said earlier. Okay. It's like basically everything in Walmart is under $25 is for free now. You just walk out. You're like, yep, done. I got my Christmas shopping done.
And I mean, what at Walmart isn't under $25? I mean, I don't shop at Walmart much, but my understanding.
Yeah, by the way, when was the last time you're like, I want to go to Walmart?
Ever since I learned I could take $25 worth of stuff every time.
Yeah, basically. Oh. All right. You want to do the next story? Which is my
story? Yeah, I'd like to do that one.
You do that. You do that one. This one is from the New York Times.
Kill me.
This story doesn't... what is wrong? Apparently I'm only picking stories that don't have an abstract, so I'm going to make one up off the top of my head.
Go ahead.
An entrepreneur named Marshall Brown has had a vision of creating an entire city that is connected through wireless, and he's one step closer to that. Over the weekend, he launched 18 wireless free wireless access points in 10 city parks in New York.
Wow!
Yet again, yet another reason to live in New York, Eric. Booyah!
We have flying cars.
Oh, but you don't have fireworks on the 4th of July, loser.
We have them on the 3rd of July, remember?
So this guy, I don't know what he does. Apparently he's got a lot of money, and he got rich off a bunch of startups. Started offering free wireless in almost all New York City public
parks.
That's
pretty pimp. I know my roommate's parents in Michigan
offer wireless everywhere.
Well, the city that they're in, the city just recently built kind of like a cell phone tower, a giant wireless tower. Wow. And I was like, that's so pimp, because his parents live
in a public utility?
What'd you say?
It's like a public utility?
Yeah.
Wow.
And his parents live in the same kind of, you know, small town thing that my parents live in, so you can't get high speed. And, you know, there's no Comcast where my parents live. And so, my roommate's parents were provided this, they jumped right on it because they had to use dial-up before.
Wow.
So, I think that's awesome.
I know. I think it's really cool. He was willing. I think what he wants to do is he's giving it away. You know, his vision is to someday be able to blanket not only like New York but every major city basically.
Yeah.
And have it just be like a public utility that everyone's like, you know, you pay an extra $5 in taxes every month or something, which would be hot.
Yeah, man. Love paying taxes.
Love paying taxes. I don't know. There's not much of a story to it, but it was something that was really cool. And I didn't hear anything about it here in New York. I just saw a quick blurb
now,
in New York
where
Times.
Is, like, are you near it? Can you get it, or is it only like upstate New York?
No, New York City.
New York City. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get it?
I assume so. I haven't gone looking for it actually. I was going to this weekend and ran out of time.
Oh, okay. Is it like, I get to see you running around with a laptop. Hello? Hello?
Frosted Lucky Charm. I don't know why.
Watch out for the pterodactyl.
I know that here in New York, there's two public parks, Union Square and Bryant Park, offered free wireless. But that
That's
was because...
That's so pimp!
Yeah. Like
the Bryant, entire the park? Was,
yeah.
How did they it's do really that? Cool. That's so pimp.
Well, Bryant Park is a it's a privately owned park. Actually, like it's not technically city property, even though it's like a public park. And so, like the Bryant Park Foundation paid for the wireless.
And is it underground? So that's cool. Like how?
It's right behind the New York Public Library, and so they have like you know they beam it like from the building.
That's so awesome.
And then the one in Union Square, I think Technorati actually bought it. I can't remember if that's right. It's some web company.
That's awesome.
So it's pretty cool. All right, let's move on. That wasn't much of a story. I apologize, but I don't know. I wanted to talk about it.
All right, my last story. Driving your car into a cramped parking space can be a harrowing experience. But BMW says it has developed a robotic parking system to solve the problem. Now, listeners, you need to go to this link and watch the video. It's so awesome.
This is the hottest thing
you
in the
watch
whole
this
world.
Man. He pulls up to his driveway and opens up his garage, and inside his garage is another car. It's a two-car garage, but you can tell it's pretty snug. He gets out of his car, shuts the door, and presses a button on his car remote. The side view mirrors come in and up, and then the car just moves forward, and based on a series of cameras, the car steers itself, and it parks itself in the garage, and it looks so awesome. And I think this is great, because, I mean, you know, I'm all about computers, and I know one day they will become our masters. That's why I'm stating my loyalty right now.
We've all accepted it.
You know, humans, we mess up. We have bad vision, we have bad perception, whatever. I won't lie, I've crashed a couple of cars in my time.
None of them were mine.
This is awesome. I think putting a car, you know, based on pure math and science, because it's just going to use a camera and go, oh, it's that far away, turn this far to the left, give it this much gas, there we go, park, perfect. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, one, it's a really cool video. Two, it, like, you know, BMW is, like, all of a sudden has, like, street cred from us, and as though they didn't before.
BMW was so blah.
It's like, what is? .net. But now, I don't know, it's not super exact, and it's, you know, of course, it's not, you know, ready for, like, in the real world yet, but freaking hot.
Yeah, freaking hot.
Freaking hot. All right, my last story is MySpace is the number one most popular website in the U.S. This is the most depressing thing.
By the way, that was that sound.
That was the sound of Eric exploding after he shot himself, because Eric's a balloon. the MySpace website was deemed a virtual clubhouse where teenagers bear details of their lives as eclipsed internet oldster Yahoo as the most popular U.S. website, a research firm said. MySpace.com got more online visitors than Yahoo last week and the week prior, according to Hitwise, an online intelligence service based in New York City. MySpace eked out its victory over Yahoo by getting 4.46% of the total internet traffic as compared to Yahoo's 4.42% for the week ending July 8th. This is in the U.S. only, but still depressing as hell.
Dude, that doesn't depress me as much as when I now see new CDs.
You there?
Yo? Hello?
Yo, hey.
Hey.
That was weird. I don't know, this is like the most depressing thing in the whole world. That was the last thing.
I think the most depressing thing is that when I see the trailers for movies now, or if someone's new CD's coming out, it's like myspace.com/, you know, John Tucker Must Die or whatever. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. This MySpace is not that pimp, and it should not be coming to that.
I feel like it's already, like, kind of lived past its prime and everyone's, like, over it. Or is that just me?
I don't know. It's horrible. I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. But for a long time, Yahoo Mail was the number one site for, like, a long time. And I read this on Yahoo News. I don't know. This internet thing's not going away, I guess.
Why? Did I not hear a single word you said until 2 seconds ago?
Oh, I don't know. Again with the technology. See, everyone listening, this is a pain in my ass. I'll just repeat myself. I think this is terribly depressing. Apparently, this internet thing is not going away. Not going away. So that's my last story. Do you wanna move on to Pimps and Hoes?
I wanna end this.
Are you too afraid? I
wanna go through everything as quick as we can. Because this has been the most
this has been a really frustrating podcast. Alright. Your pimp, go.
Okay, my pimp is Alton Brown. Alton Brown is a chef on the Food Network, and he recently did an interview with foodnavigator.com. And what I liked about him was he said we don't have to blame. They asked him about the obesity problem in the U.S., and he's saying it's not bad foods that are to blame, it's bad eaters. You have to understand that IFT, which stands for. I have no idea. The article doesn't say.
Internet fork traders.
Yeah. You have to understand that IFT's place in the earthly matrix is changing. Your influence on food from a business or academic standpoint is no longer what your mission should be. Food is related to just about every single challenge people have living on this planet. The challenge for the entire science community is that the doors are all open. The food science community is no longer cloistered. You can no longer hide behind politicians and academic structures. If you are going to do your job, you're going to have to learn how to communicate outside your field. So I like what he's saying is, you know.
What? I don't understand any of that.
What he's saying is, you know, before government, scholars, whatever, could say, eat vitamin C because it's good for you. Well, now, because it's all, you know, we as Americans and everyone go out there and look into it ourselves, you know, you can't hide behind that. You have to actually make good food, healthy food and stuff. But what I really like that he talks about is that it's not that the food itself is coming out bad. It's that we like to eat 4 servings of something, you know? Yeah. Like, it's okay to eat a cheeseburger once every now and then, but not 4 times a day.
This, I mean, I feel like this is totally common sense, but no one understands it.
Yeah. You know, that's what I don't get. I mean, everyone harps on McDonald's for selling unhealthy food and stuff, and I'm just like, dude, let them sell unhealthy food. Just stop.
It's equivalent to Baskin Robbins. It's a treat. You know, you can enjoy it within reason. It's not every meal type of thing.
Yeah.
All right, my pimp is HP, the computer company. Have you seen their new ads?
Yeah, with Shaun White.
Yeah, and there's a bunch with Jay-Z and Mark Cuban. For those of you that haven't seen them, it's basically, you know, someone's body. It's, you know, Shaun White or Jay-Z, from like the neck down. So I'm sure they just got like
a lookalike, you know,
actors play it, and they were done by the same company that did those picture frame ads. And so it's all about, like, you know, perception and people moving. They're really gorgeous ads. Like, I have the link up on the site. So you can watch them.
You know what? Not those, but when you go to the website, you know, it has that picture of a hand.
Yeah, it looks like Jonathan Safran Foer.
It looks exactly like Jonathan Safran Foer's latest book. That's so weird.
I don't know if they the same company did that, but that is pretty shocking. But the TV ads are really, really good, and it's all about, you know, like, making the computer personal again.
Yeah.
Oh, just good ads. Definitely go check them out. It's all about, you know, like, oh, I like my music, and I like, oh, and what's his face talks about MySpace on it. He's an idiot.
Idiot.
By the way, go check out the Knowledge is Power MySpace page. Just kidding.
by shooting yourself in the face.
That's the easiest way to find it. But then they also have, it's all about, like, music and, like, using the internet and, you know, look, check out this funny video I saw, and look at these blueprints I made. Oh, it's great. It's really great.
Yeah, it's way cool.
All right, your hoe.
My hoe is Pete Coors, the executive of Coors, the Silver Bullet beer. He recently made an announcement that, yes, he made a mistake and was cited for a DUI back in May.
Zing.
I just think this is so ridiculous. I mean,
You know what, Eric? Irony's dead. Kidding.
It makes no sense for him to accidentally do that ever. I mean, I don't know. Now this is really, I really think the sale of Coors is just, well, sadly, probably not going to drop in.
Probably not.
Some of the places I know, but.
It is fairly ironic.
Yeah.
What's even more ironic is he was only drinking wine the whole night. You're just drinking wine.
Yeah, and then later fairly whining about drinking.
Okay, my hoe is Sony and PlayStation. This is another advertising related thing for their racist ads in Holland. I think it was in Holland. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Maybe. I don't know where they were posted, but man,
I think it was somewhere in Europe. I think.
Wow.
Have you seen them? Right.
Oh my God.
Pretty overtly racist.
I mean.
Again. Like, I'm in advertising and kind of you know, look at it with a critical eye, and you know, things are good, things are bad. There's, you know, but the thing about outdoor ads like this, there's a lot of hands that touch, like, the production of an ad. There's, you know, for a single billboard in this case, there's probably 30 to 40 people that have a part in doing it, and not a single one was like, maybe we should rethink this.
Well, I wonder how much of this is one of those, like, some guy at the top, like, I want this for an ad. And so, you know, they're all just like, yep, 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 yep. And then...
So, I feel like I should explain. So, for those people that haven't seen it, it's to advertise for the new Sony PlayStation, the white version. Up until now, it's only been like a black console. They're coming out with a white version of it,
which is better.
So what they did to advertise it is they took a white model, you know, really skinny white, you know, Scandinavian woman dressed all in white, you know, white hair, and then a black model. You know, black clothes, black hair, everything, and the white model is like gripping her by the face in a really dominant, derogatory way. It's pretty overtly racist.
The one is really racist, I think, where she's kind of like holding her face.
Yeah, she's like gripping her by the mouth.
The other ones are kind of artsy, kind of well, yeah. I don't know. But that one,
they're very contentious. Like even if they're not like even they're a little more artsy, like and not as overtly,
yeah.
Like you know, white people versus black people, they're still like, look, we're gonna fight. Like we're, I don't know, black people are different from white people. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean it's very, it's not good at all.
Not good.
And it's really only because they used actual humans. Like if it was robots, you know, like a black robot versus a white robot, or then you know, because like okay. Spy versus Spy, whatever. If they had done
that, would have been so much better. Why didn't they do Spy versus Spy?
Because I don't work for them, obviously.
Clearly,
but no, if they had done,
or else that would have gotten killed from the beginning.
Yeah, if they would have done something pimp, yeah, not pimp. Well, yeah, they should have done something with it. If they would have done something not so obvious. It, you know, it would have been fine, but this is just awkward. It's awkward to look at.
Yeah, it's not good. Well,
you're a ho, Sony. Ho!
Hoed. All right, now it's time for TWWWWF, or T6WF, which is Things With Whom We Wish We Were Friends. It's little internet things, or other people, or just kind of anything that we think is so amazing, we wish we thought of the idea first, and we didn't, but we wish we were friends with the people who did.
Well, my T6WF this week is izmaze.com. That's E-Y-E, the letter Z, M-A-Z-E.com. This is the same guy that a while ago everyone was playing. It was the Grow game. It has the it's like a cube that you just add little things to. And as time goes on, after you add each item, it does something. And the point of the game is to find out the order that you're supposed to put the items in. I didn't really get into that when it first came out, because I was just like, I don't get this, whatever. Then during Christmas time, he made one that, I don't know, I just got addicted to, and I thought it was funny, it was cool. And he has a ton of games on his website. This guy is awesome.
They're like logic puzzles?
Kind of logic. I mean, no, some are just straight fun. I mean, he's got the Grow games, which are kind of logic, but then he's got just like a kind of, what's the, where you smash the groundhog when it pops its head up type game?
Robot Wars?
The sequel?
Gran Turismo?
Gran Turismo, that's it. He's got a Gran Turismo type game. And, no, I mean, his website's really cool. He's funny because he speaks hardly any English. So if you email him, it's translated from English to Japanese, and then he writes in Japanese and translates back. So it's funny to, one, get the response back from him because it's horrible translation, and two, to read your original email after it's been translated and be like, wow, I sound like a 4-year-old when I email this guy.
I've sent everything to the land of ghosts.
But he's really cool. Great site. Check it out.
Very cool. It's, yeah, and Grow is like a ton of fun. I'm sure everyone's played it by now. My pimp, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's a... Athanasius Kircher Society.
Gran Turismo.
Keratop's website. No, it's a website dedicated to someone really, really obscure in history, but it basically documents these really eccentric people out there. It's just like human oddities and strange, like, ways of thinking. For example, they had a guy who had collected all of his belly button lint
since
his entire life. I guess his entire life.
That's disgusting and weird.
He had 2.5 mason jars full of it.
God.
It's like obscure things. So it's like they did a story on the guy who wants to parachute from like outer space.
Well, didn't that already happen?
Well, this is a different one. Like he wants to like descend on a parachute for a lot longer. What I showed you was actually from this website. It's this guy who like went up in a really high weather balloon to like take readings and like snuck a parachute on board and then jumped. And like totally tricked NASA.
It was awesome. It was the awesomest thing I've ever seen.
That's on this website also. They document the Blue family of Georgia, which is like a family of like genetic inbreed that have blue children.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's kind of like just the weird like eccentricities.
It's kind of the website where you read and then you can't sleep at night after you look at it.
it's sort of like urban myth. But it's like urban myth Hogzilla. With like documentation of it. Hogzilla was on it. I'm serious. Hogzilla was on it. But they tend to like focus more on humans and like.
Site was all about. I didn't think oddities as much as like, look at how awesome this person is and what they're doing. But now I see it's kind of just unique rather than.
Yeah, cool. It's just like eccentrics.
Basically. Eccentricity.
Let's see what else. I don't know. It's all kinds of great stuff. Definitely check it out. I wish I was friends with them, but I'm not.
Cool. All right. Well, that comes to the end of our show. Please check out all our stories and links at our website, www.whatevs.net. And if you want to check out my stories, you can check them out at my Delicious page, which is del.icio.us/knowledgeispower, all one word, /Eric.
And if you want to check out any of my stories, go to myspace.com/shootyourselfintheface or go to delicious/knowledgeispower/Greg.
All right, kiddies. We know that there is a lot of news stories out there, but remember, we know what's best for you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Holy living shit, we did it.